Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Alexander Pyles of The Daily Record. Alexander, here we are. Some of us have been looking at the field of Republicans, quite a few of whom want to run for governor. And, of course, the question we always ask is whether in Maryland, where Democrats have a 2-to-1 voter registration advantage, there's much point to it. On the other hand, there are a lot of people in the state who believe that if we had more of a two-party system, we might have a better government. Certainly the Republicans believe that.
And Republicans in the state are going to have a lot of options here, it looks like, in the primary next year. The latest to jump in, of course, was Delegate Ron George of Anne Arundel County. He's a second-term Republican in the House of Delegates. You know, we've talked a lot about a crowded Democratic field. It's also a very crowded Republican field with a little bit of name recognition, actually. Larry Hogan, who was appointment secretary for Maryland's last Republican governor, Bob Ehrlich, may be a candidate. And also Harford County Executive David Craig, who's made a lot of noise about possibly running and needs to do more fundraising, may make an announcement in June about whether or not he's actually going to run.
Sort of a moderate Republican, not a Tea Party guy.
No, and I think there's a mix in the field right now. Ron George is certainly a guy who most folks, I think, would call moderate. David Craig is a moderate in the General Assembly. You have folks like Hogan, who runs a very conservative group. Its primary objective seems to be bashing O'Malley tax policy, which there are a lot of folks who agree with him on that. You have Blaine Young in Frederick County, who's a fairly conservative potential candidate. Dan Bongino, who's a former Secret Service agent who tried to upset Senator Ben Cardin last year. You have folks from, you know, as far left and as far right as you can get on the Republican spectrum. And it's a party certainly in the midst of a lot of upheaval right now, both at the state level and in Annapolis, in the House of Delegates, where there was just a leadership upheaval in the House.
They have a new state director, I think.
Just sworn in this week, actually, and 2 weeks before that, longtime minority leader in the House of Delegates, Tony O'Donnell, was ousted, replaced with Nick Kipke, a much more conservative delegate in Annapolis. So I think this next election cycle will really show us where Republicans are in this state as far as ideology.
This kind of drifting somewhat rightward is something that has happened periodically in the Maryland GOP. Helen Bentley, I think, is regarded by some, the former congresswoman who ran for governor, as having pulled the party back toward the center at one point. So this kind of tension has been there throughout. Well, what about somebody like E.J. Pipkin? He ran for the U.S. Senate versus Barbara Mikulski, and he's very well regarded as a money guy in the Senate, but he is not saying anything about running, I guess.
He has not said anything at this point. Another person in the Senate, though, that you might look at down the line is Alan Kittleman. He was the minority leader in the Senate for a while before taking some unpopular stands. He's more of a moderate Republican also. Now he's looking at Howard County Executive.
So we'll see what happens, and it'll be an interesting discussion to see if the Maryland Republican Party redefines itself in this campaign. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
For Alexander Pyles, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.